Racine County went for George Bush in the 2000 election by less than 3,000 votes out of 85,000 that were cast. Democrats hope to swing the county back into their column this year. So during his town hall meeting in Racine, John Edwards stressed bread and butter issues like education, jobs, and health care. Local resident Alfonso Gardner asked Senator Edwards why alleged corporate criminals like former Enron executive Ken Lay may get softer treatment in the legal system than black Racine youth who are caught selling marijuana. Edwards responded by talking about investing more in preschool and school programs.
You know, why we're willing to spend $50,000 to put a young person in prison for the rest of their lives, but we're not willing to invest in making sure they start school ready to learn, that they're off the street, that they're productive.
Afterwards, Gardner said that he was only partly satisfied with Edwards' answer.
But see, we need to really take a real hard look at that, because that's what's destroying the black family, is the men being in prison. Yes, they committed a crime, but you got to look at the crime and look at what it did. Did it cause somebody to lose their pension for selling him $10 worth of weed? Ken Lay stole money, and it lost people's pension and lost their lives.
Gardner says a president can have an impact on the legal system. Despite George Bush's friendship with Lay, who he used to call Kenny Boy, Gardner says he won't make up his mind on the presidential race until November. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Racine.